How does it feel when you are prepared to sacrifice your own life to protect a president, only to see him gunned down in cold blood? While the nightmare of the Kennedy assassination touched virtually every American alive to remember what happened, the men assigned to protect the president's life have a unique perspective on the day shots rang out from the Texas School Book Depository, and now they are sharing their memories with the world. Clint Hill is a former Secret Service agent whose duties included protection of Jacqueline Kennedy, President Lyndon Baines Johnson, and Nixon Vice President Spiro Agnew. Gerald Blaine is a former Secret Service agent assigned to protect Presidents Eisenhower, Kennedy, and Johnson. Lisa McCubbin is a journalist who, along with Blaine, is the author of The Kennedy Detail, JFK's Secret Service Agents Break Their Silence. I talked with them last year when the book was first published. It's just been released in trade paperback to mark the 48th anniversary of the assassination. Jerry, I want to start with you. What made you decide after all these years to put all this into a book?
Well, we wanted to set the record straight. Unfortunately, history was going to be measured by what I call a cottage industry of conspiracy theory. And so much of it was distorted. We read stories about agents on our detail being part of a conspiracy, of agents shooting the president, one on purpose, the other one accidentally. We decided it was time to speak up. So,
did that hurt or did it just make you angry?
Well, it hurt. We never discussed the assassination with each other. Mm-hmm. And we all went about our lives. We had no trauma counseling. We just had to work with that on our own. So as time went by, when this started coming out, I started contacting the agents, and so the Kennedy Detail is the result of that.
Clint, anyone who has seen the Zapruder film has seen your picture, because you were the agent who was climbing back onto the limousine to get Mrs. Kennedy down. Can you talk about, you had not cooperated with a lot of other efforts, people would want to talk to you. What made you decide to work with Jerry and Lisa and do this book?
Well, I've known Jerry since 1959. So I trusted him. Mm-hmm. When he called me about the book, I was very apprehensive. I had many offers to write a book or contribute to books, but I'd turned them all down. He promised that he would write a book that was not salacious, not full of gossip, and that was factual.
Segment 1. How does it feel when you are prepared to sacrifice your own life to protect a president, only to see him gunned down in cold blood? While the nightmare of the Kennedy assassination touched virtually every American alive to remember what happened, the men assigned to protect the president's life have a unique perspective on the day shots rang out from the Texas School Book Depository, and now they are sharing their memories with the world. Clint Hill is a former Secret Service agent whose duties included protection of Jacqueline Kennedy, President Lyndon Baines Johnson, and Nixon Vice President Spiro Agnew. Gerald Blaine is a former Secret Service agent assigned to protect Presidents Eisenhower, Kennedy, and Johnson. Lisa McCubbin is a journalist who, along with Blaine, is the author of The Kennedy Detail, JFK's Secret Service Agents Break Their Silence.
Segment 2.
I talked with them last year when the book was first published. It's just been released in trade paperback to mark the 48th anniversary of the assassination. Jerry, I want to start with you. What made you decide after all these years to put all this into a book?
Well, we wanted to set the record straight. Unfortunately, history was going to be measured by what I call a cottage industry of conspiracy theory. And so much of it was distorted. We read stories about agents on our detail being part of a conspiracy, of agents shooting the president, one on purpose, the other one accidentally. We decided it was time to speak up. So.
Segment 3.
Did that hurt or did it just make you angry?
Well, it hurt. We never discussed the assassination with each other. Mm-hmm. And we all went about our lives. We had no trauma counseling. We just had to work with that on our own. So as time went by, when this started coming out, I started contacting the agents. And so the Kennedy Detail is the result of that.
Segment 4.
Clint, anyone who has seen the Zapruder film has seen your picture because you were the agent who was climbing back onto the limousine to get Mrs. Kennedy down. Can you talk about, you had not cooperated with a lot of other efforts. People would want to talk to you. What made you decide to work with Jerry and Lisa and do this book?
Well, I've known Jerry since 1959, so I trusted him. Mm-hmm. When he called me about the book, I was very apprehensive. I had many offers to write a book or contribute to books, but I turned them all down. He promised that he would write a book that was not salacious, not full of gossip, and that was factual.